Jason asks, how do corporate-level execs prefer to be approached by young talent seeking opportunity? Are they flattered or annoyed? Do they prefer straight-to-the-point requests or being asked for advice? Thanks for asking, Jason. Let's get to it. This question from Jason Schwartz out there prospecting, working the phones, trying to get some shit to happen. I'm speaking as a corporate exec. I will tell you what works with me, and I believe, you know, it would be the same for other folks. And I would boil my advice down to three kind of core ideas. The first is be a person. The second is do your homework. And the third is follow up. All right. So be a person. Like, there's so much has been automated in the whole outreach process. And I feel no qualms whatsoever not responding to or actively ignoring with great malice, you know, anything that's sort of machine generated. So you have to make some kind of human connection to people. You have to, in some ways, identify yourself as a person, right? These systems that scale and automate outreach, I understand the economics, and I understand that if there's only a 0.005 response rate, then you definitely want to send the email to 70,000 people. Like, I understand yield curve. I really do get all that. In my experience, what works in getting to me and what I believe actually works somewhat counterintuitively is to be somewhat more targeted in your approach. Get down to a human scale number of people that you want to reach out to, and then build individualized communication to them that is clearly from you, a person, and clearly to them, a person. And that's the second nugget, which is do your homework. I want to know, you know, is it important to this person in some way to get to me? And my gauge of importance is the extent to which that they, you know, understand something about me or have invested time and effort. You know, the human inclination to reciprocity is your friend as a cold calling prospector. And if the person on the receiving end, A, feels you're a person, and B, you know, recognizes some level of effort and work that's gone into this outreach, they're going to feel some, you know, small measure of pressure to respond. That can make a huge difference in terms of the willingness to, you know, take a 15-minute call or answer your questions or whatever. Third piece of advice is follow up. You know, I'm a busy guy. Sometimes I'll read something. I'll be like, oh, this seems like a good person. They've obviously done their homework. You know, they had lunch with whatever. I really enjoyed XYZ about your last podcast or whatever. Like, it's clearly not mass generated. And I'll say like, oh, I got to respond to that. And then some crazy shit happens in the office or I get distracted or whatever and I don't get to it. And so, you know, it helps to follow up. It helps to follow up to reinforce those two things, both the fundamental humanity of the sender and the idea that you've done your homework. Don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to send a couple of emails. Don't keep sending them. You know, by the third outreach, say, hey, I just wanted to make one more effort. If you have just five, whatever it is, you know, make your ask. But anyway, that's my best advice. Be a person, do your homework, and follow up. This episode is sponsored by G20 Ventures, early traction capital for East Coast enterprise tech startups, backed by more than 20 of the Northeast's most accomplished entrepreneurs. G20 Ventures, human scale venture capital. Got a question about your brand, marketing, startup, VC, whatever? Use hashtag AskTrap on Twitter, and I'll answer your question right here in just a few minutes, each week on the Ask Trap podcast. My name is Mike Traiano. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.